Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. Have you ever wondered if the idyllic image of Sheba's blissfully tending to their crops could be more than just a fanciful meme? Well, look no further than the latest craze sweeping the nation, howling farming practices, where our four-legged farmers are barking up precisely the right tree. It's agriculture at its finest, with Sheba's leading the pack in agricultural innovations. The farm-to-bowl movement is taking on a whole new meaning, and our sophisticated Sheba society is pioneering techniques that are not only effective, but downright adorable. Forget tractor noises. These farms are powered by the harmonic howls of diligent doggos, directing eco-friendly drones to sow, water, and harvest crops. It's a spectacle that has to be seen, or rather heard, to be believed. At the heart of these pioneering practices are the high-paw techniques, a method of soil tillage where poor precision is the critical factor. No more heavy machinery compacting the soil. These paws are aerating the ground, promoting healthier crops, all while being light on the planet. It's not just the bark that's green. These pups are all about that sustainable lifestyle, and their carbon paw prints are practically negligible. We're not just talking about a few token organic vegetables here. Shiba Inu farmers have embraced a range of cultivation quirks, from paws permaculture to howl herbology. Imagine rows of lavender, each bush perfectly pruned by a precise Sheba snout. The scratch and sniff sections of fields where Shebas uncover aromatic truffles, with nothing but their keen sense of smell and an insatiable love for digging. But it's not just about technique, it's about attitude. Shebas have brought the concept of Zen gardening to an entirely new level. They meditate before planting, ensuring that each seed is imbued with calm energy. As one Sheba farmer wittily remarked, "If you want your crop to grow well, you must plant with a serene soul. It's all about good vibes and good tides." The proof, as they say, is in the puppy chow. The produce from these howling farms doesn't just taste good, it's a bona fide sensation in top-tier Sheba bistros across the land. Chefs are clawing at the opportunity to feature haltus, barket potatoes, and fermented vegetables on their menus, raving about their unparalleled quality and flavor. And while it may seem like all fun and games, there is a stern dedication to these avant-garde agricultural practices. With a decline in bee populations, Sheba buzz squads are being trained to help with the pollination process. These furbulous fellas wear custom miniature bee wings, darting from flower to flower carrying pollen. It's every bit as practical as it is Instagrammable. Overall, howling farming practices are not merely a fleeting trend. They represent the next chapter in a society that values innovation, community, and let's face it, a good meme. These Shebas are cultivating more than crops. They're nurturing a whole new culture of farming. To put it simply, they're not just setting trends, they're planting them.